Hi, it's Mac Spokolgan here. Picture this, if you will. You've just recently picked up a new car. Not a new one, but a new one to you. And the forecast for today was lovely clear skies, mostly clear skies, to the Fife region. And so you want to get out, take your car for a decent spin, get the feel of it, see how it runs properly. Take the wife with you. Yes, plans ahead, backpack packed, pieces in the bag, fill the tank, and off you go, driving north to the River Forth. Not the Forth Road Bridge, no, the Kincardine Bridge. Different route, far nicer run to St Andrews. That's where we're going. So driving along, talking about life in general and saying how well the car was running and, oh, how cosy the heater is. So we get to the Kincardine Bridge, the old Kincardine Bridge, but they've made a new one now for northbound traffic. And we were heading north because we were going to head through the Crook of Devon to St Andrews. Through a little place called the Yetts of Muckert. How's that for a name? Cracking name. So, approaching the roundabout at the south side of the River Forth, we see in the old road to the left a line of police cars and a line of ordinary cars and a whole host, a plethora of police officers in high-vis jackets and waistcoats. Standing at the side of the road at the roundabout is a police lady, a police constable woman, and she's just standing there looking round about. So we suggested, oh, to each other, looks like they've got a kind of sting on the day for the cars. They're probably pulling them in to check various things. And I said, we may get pulled in. And of course, my wife said to me, well, let's hope not, we're out for a run. We don't really want to get pulled in, you know. So we didn't get waved in. Police lady let us go by. And we drive along the new bridge, which is absolutely stunning, by the way. It's a beautiful 2 mile run. And we climb up to the other side, and we get to the other side. In my rear view mirror are flashing lights. Police car on the move. We're doing 50, he's doing 70 at least. Up the outside. But no, he's not going up the outside, he's at the back of me. So I put my brakes on and indicate left. So I'm pulling in, officer. If you want to go and catch that bugger that you want to catch, on you go. No, he's still on my tail and he's slowing down. And it dawns on me, he's pulling me in. So we got round the corner and he was more determined than ever, flashing his headlights. Yeah, you in here, stop now. So we pull in, and of course Mary, who is she's not a very nervous person, but things like this really, you know, she gets really nervous and wound up about things. So what happens? He gets out of the car, I put the window down. Hello, officer. What can I do you for? Sir, we believe this vehicle does not have insurance. Oh, yes, it does. Not according to our database, sir. It doesn't have insurance. And I said, on Tuesday, when I bought this vehicle, I contacted the insurance company, Lloyds TSB Insurance, who transferred the insurance to this vehicle. I was very pleasant, by the way. I wasn't sort of as dogmatic as I'm making out here. But I said, it was definitely transferred. Well, it's not in our record, sir. I said, that was on Tuesday. Ah, leave it with me. Goes back into his car, sits in his car for a couple of minutes. Well, Mary is getting more wound up by the minute and her hands are shaking with nerves and thinking, what the hell's going on? And so the officer comes back. But in his car, he drives his car out and rolls his passenger side window down. And so I say, well, what's happening? He says, sometimes these take a while to update, sir. He says, I'll take the word, your word that you have the car insured. I says, I can guarantee you. I can even tell you that they charged me extra for it. I can even give the details. He says, all right, calm down. Don't get worked up. Just calm down. I says, I'm calm, you bugger. Well, actually, I wasn't calm. Because I wasn't angry at him. I didn't want to fire things up. Well, he says, I'm just going to have a wee quick round your car, sir. Now, I've pulled you in. I thought, oh, yeah, here we go. The real clever bloody tactic. So he had a quick spin around the car and said, everything's fine there, sir. So I'm back in his car and he says, I'm sure everyone will be fine, sir. I'll take your word for it. And sometimes it takes a wee while to update the database. I thought, great. Now, we're sitting here on a public road with traffic going by and all these people looking at us being pulled in. My wife's a bag of nerves by this time, and I'm getting wound up and trying to keep myself under control so I don't fire this police officer up. So, we went on our merry way, and we did have a good day, but unfortunately, it took us between there and St Andrews to knock it out of our heads. In other words, to forget about it for the rest of the day, because we were just so wound up about what happened. So, we came home, and by 4:30, 4:45, I phoned the insurance company. I said, what the hell's going on? And it was explained to me that they did update it immediately. It has been done. And I should have received confirmation that by the link that they sent me through my email. I thought, you didn't send me one. The guy was supposed to, but it's never come. So they read out my email name, which is the one, my main one for any kind of business, and they missed out the C after Mick. They missed out the C, just the M. And she says, oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'll resend this. And it came across right away. But then I got into them about this, and she says, it's nothing to do with us. I can guarantee you that that was issued right away. Your car is definitely insured. But the MIB take up to 7 days to update their database. Now, the MIB apparently is a motoring insurance bureau, as far as I'm led to believe. And they take up to 7 days to update their database. So there we had a car that was legally insured. Additional funds being taken from a credit card. And driving past a police sting, for documentation or road tax or whatever. And not only did we get stopped, but the guy had a quick look round our car. So supposing I had a tail light out or a front light out or an indicator light out or something, I'd probably got done for that. And a minor detail. And yet they are stopping people because the database doesn't get updated for 7 days. Isn't that bloody ridiculous? I mean, it didn't ruin our day, but it certainly ruined the trip over to St Andrews, which was supposed to be an enjoyable, relaxing trip in our new vehicle. And for the rest of that journey up there, we were totally wound up. And I'm still wound up. I guess you maybe picked that up in my voice. I'm still wound up about the fact that a couple in their family car who've done nothing wrong get not just get stopped, by the way, but by a flying police car, flashing lights, flashing blue lights, and demanding you pull into the side of the road because of a database that doesn't get updated for 7 days. I've no doubt we weren't the only couple or the only people pulled in today for the same reason. Oh, I've just bought my brand new car from Arnold Clark. Yes, and yes sir, it's all insured for you. On you go, you've paid your £400 for your new car. But the police are going to pull you in because the bloody database doesn't update for 7 days. Isn't that bloody farcical? Okay, I'm going to calm down now. Because I actually asked you to picture this. And then you're probably picturing a very red-faced and enraged McCaughan. Well, I am, actually, and I'm trying to calm down because I'm just about to go back in the house again. I came out for a wee walk in this cold, lovely cold, still fresh night to stretch the legs and to calm down a wee bit. Well, I haven't calmed down at all. But isn't it? Honestly, folks, isn't it, as Ian Cath would say, isn't it, listeners, audio listeners, it's bloody ridiculous, you know. What else can I say? But come on, MIB. I might put their tag in this and say, get the finger out your arse, excuse my French, and update your database at least within 24 hours or 48 hours. But if it'd been 48 hours, we'd been okay. But 7 days? Come on. Or is that another reason for allowing your police officers, or our police officers, to pull people up to find out they are insured, really? But we can check your car over, and then we can penalise you and fine you for having a bloody taillight out, or a slightly balding tyre, or a, you know, your handbrake's not as efficient as it should be, sir. It's not holding properly. Okay, you should make sure your car's fine for your own safety. Of course you bloody should. But is that the reason they've got 7 days? So they can gather more revenue for the police? Anyway, yes, I am bloody angry, because it didn't just ruin the start of our day, it ruined my wife's day. Because, as I said, she gets really wound up. I get wound up, but I get angry. She gets wound up and gets totally nervous, you know. She just starts shaking. It's bloody ridiculous, you know. So there you go. What an eventful day in the new car. Good news is, the new car ran very smoothly. Damn sight quieter than the old one, but then the old one was kind of dog-eared a wee bit. And I do miss it, in a sense. But I'm enjoying this time at St Andrews, and we enjoyed our run back in glorious sunshine without incident. But I have to say that when this happens to you, everywhere you go that day and you see a high visibility vest, you get wound up. If you see a traffic camera, you get wound up. You slow down, you check your speed, you double check your speed, you triple check your speed. And the guy at the side of the road with a high-vis jacket is not another policeman with a gun pointing at you, checking the speed. He's just a road worker leaning on his spade and doing bugger all. So, I've never noticed how many high visibility vests and jackets there are on our roads today, but I did today. Okay, this is now the 10 seconds calm down period before I go in the house. 10, 9, keep counting for me. Okay, I'm chilled. Just about.